Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to the show that's for you and about you, those of you that work so hard for your money, and you want your money to start working harder for you now. You want that freedom, cash flow, and a prosperity today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now, to live that life that you love with those that you love, doing what you love. But most importantly, guys, it's not just about living rich. It's about living a rich life, about living a life of meaning and impact, because as you're blessed financially, you can bless more lives too. Guys, thank you for joining our show. I appreciate you binging, sharing, and tuning in and applying and putting the stuff deep in your heart so they can become part of you. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for allowing me to create a ripple effect through you. Hey, as a reminder, you can always check our website, moneyripples.com. And don't forget to go to YouTube to like and subscribe to our channel and be able to see more episodes there. Hey guys, quick shout out to our sponsor, American Homeowner Preservation. Hey guys, if you want to make a great rate of return with little money out of pocket, even as little as $100, and do it while helping other people as well, check these guys out. The website's fundingahp.com. The way they do it, they crowdfund money, people's money together to go and help essentially become the bank. They buy people's mortgages that are defaulting, people that are late on their mortgages. They help them refinance, stay in their home, and or sell their home so that they can be in a better financial position. And the cool thing is that they pay awesome returns and they pay it monthly. And like I said, you can invest with as little as $100. So check them out. Websites fundingahp.com. That's fundingahp.com. Check them out. All right, guys. So I want to talk about an episode that I really feel is probably one of the most episodes I've done in a long time. Now, we talk a lot about, you know, different concepts and philosophies and financial strategies and things like that. But the truth is if I only teach you how to create wealth, the doing the strategies, but I don't address how to create life-changing results where it creates benefits in all aspects of your life, I did you a humongous disservice. Because what's the whole purpose of being rich if you can't be wealthy? And what do I mean by that? What's true wealth? True wealth is having really prosperity in all areas of your life, not just money. It's about prospering spiritually, physically, make sure that you're healthy and well, mentally and emotionally, in your relationships, with your family, with your significant other, whoever it might be. All of these things need to be prospering. But this cannot happen if you're only focused on strategies and tactics. Tactics alone won't work. So let me give you an example. I mean, financial advisors are all tactic, strategy heavy. However, they don't really get any real results. I'll tell you, as a financial advisor, I struggled financially. I mean, I really struggled. I was in this deep scarcity. Understand that scarcity takes money out of your pocket. Scarcity pays you nothing. And by the way, money doesn't make you any more abundant either. Money is only a magnifier of the soul. It only makes you more who you already were in the first place. It just magnifies who you are. And so I was in this very scarcity place because I was raised in scarcity. And then, of course, when I was living on lean type budgets, trying to make ends meet when I was a financial advisor, even working side jobs and things like that, just to make sure that I could provide for my family, it was not a great life. It amazes me how little money I made. And now looking back, I know why, because there was so much scarcity, so much fear. Even though I get excited, right? I would still get excited and hopeful and be optimistic for the future. The truth is that in my deepest, darkest thoughts, I was scared of failure. And that fear of failure, that fear of not being able to make money, plus I hadn't really made a lot of money up to that point, really prevented me from making more. Now, in 2006, I meet these guys, and you hear me talk about this story from time to time where my friend Doug, you know, he talked to me and he basically called me out. He said, listen, your clients are financially free. None of you financial advisors are financially free. So why do we keep doing it? Why do you keep doing the same stuff? And so he got me kind of looking down that real estate path and looking at business, like looking at really cash flow, residual streams of income, passive streams of income. And when I say residual, I mean through business. Can you create almost like what seems like passive streams of income through your business if you have a business? passive streams of income from your money, making you money, that kind of stuff. And the biggest thing with the mentors that he connected me to, and I started listening to their radio show, the AM Talk radio show, because it's pre-podcast, right? The biggest thing I got was about mindset. It was about scarcity versus abundant thinking. And they talk about scarcity, about it's that living a life of lack, never enough. That's based in fear, not faith. It's really about, even with people, interactions, it's about this either or scenario. I can either have this or that. I can't have both. I can't have my cake and eat it too. With people, another thing is that zero sum game, that for me to prosper, I have to take from somebody else. Therefore, if I'm a benevolent person, I'm going to take from myself and let other people have more, right? So I live a life of poverty so that other people don't have to. Not realizing that the world was truly actually abundant, and that the real principles of prosperity are focused around abundance. That you need to know that, for example, it's not about a zero-sum game. Somebody doesn't have to be a winner and a loser. In fact, for people to prosper, you actually need to help everybody prosper. So, and you've heard me talk about before, not so much in these recent shows, but in other shows, key core principle that I learned in 2006 was dollars follow value. Because dollars will follow the value you create for other people. Dollars is just a medium of exchange. It was really the real principle. It's not dollars follow value. It's value follows value. But naturally, for mediums of exchange, the easiest thing for people to exchange with you is dollars. So when I started to obsess, and this is where it becomes important, this is what I want you guys to get out of this. So remember this. It's not just about understanding conceptually or philosophically what this is, because I met a lot of people back in those days that were great philosophers and still remained broke. I mean broke. They were broke philosophers. Here's the difference, is that I started to really internalize it and to become a part of me. It's who you become in this process. That is where true prosperity happens. So what started to happen is, first, I was optimistic. I was like, actually had a lot of hope. People noticed a change in me. My energy was changing because I started to be open to this whole nother world of possibility. You gotta understand that when I started learning that I could lend money to people, I could be the bank and doing lending to people, and that get paid double digit returns. And it was not just in returns, but cash flow. It completely changed my numbers as a financial advisor. Because remember, I was telling people 4% is probably too much to live on 4% of your total money. So you probably want to live on more like 2 to 3% a year of the money you have. So if you're a millionaire, $1 million, you can only live on 20 or 30,000 a year. And then I learned that if somebody gets paid 12% a year on their money, now instead of 20 to 30,000 a year, they're making 100,000 a year. All of a sudden, I saw people's situations that I thought would be a long time, if ever, they would find financial prosperity or financial freedom or independence. They finally got it. It was like, oh my goodness, they could have it. Some of them could have it this year. Some of them, it might be a few years down the road, but oh my goodness, the possibilities are endless. So people saw the change in me because I started to have hope. I started to see from a different eye, really from more of a lens of abundance. Now, if I just stopped there, it would have gone back to old habits. But I didn't stop there. I started obsessing over how to create a win-win for people. How do I create value? What do people want? What are they asking for? How can I give it to them or help connect them with somebody who can give it to them? And that's what started to lead to my own financial prosperity. I started making more money in just a few months after. Just to give you a good timeline, as a financial advisor, I was making only a few thousand a month by the time I quit in March of 2006. Now, I didn't see any income increase. In fact, my income was kind of still a little bit waffly because I quit being a financial advisor and I was just doing stock coaching instead. But those first few months, there was no change in my finances. Nothing changed at all. Even when people said, you seem excited, what's going on? Like, have you making more money? I said, no, nothing. I haven't made anything yet. But then as time went on, about May, a little bit of money started trickling in. And then by June, I remember I had made much more than like $3,000, $4,000 a month total for my family, which is about what I needed to live. I was paycheck to paycheck. And then in June, I made $18,000 and I was working less hours. The magic wasn't the strategy or the tactic. That's what everybody wants to learn from me. Even when I go on other people's podcasts, they always say, yeah, but what did you do, Chris? That's not the point. It wasn't the doing. It was who I was becoming. Because over those period of months, the radio show I was listening to didn't teach strategies or tactics. Zero. They taught zero. When they talked about wealth and financial freedom, and they were talking about the founding fathers and the principles they taught of prosperity, which allowed our country to prosper, they focused on that. So guys, this is why I'm saying it's a disservice. If I don't give you that 1-2 punch, now I don't think it should be all philosophy, no, all principles, although that is essential. You got to have some strategies too. It's that 1-2 punch. But I got to tell you, if I don't teach you these principles, it doesn't matter. So again, focusing on abundance, having faith over fear, actually looking forward to it. Understand that my income levels, as they've increased over time, that didn't happen because I changed tactics or strategies. It happened because it had to occur in my mind first. That was the big change. Once I could see it in my mind, then it became reality. And I challenge you, you got to hold images in your mind of what your life would look like with X amount of dollars. Now, you could have a completely wrong picture in your head, but I even envision the number. Like, I'll envision like my own spreadsheet and stuff saying, here's the minimum baseline income that I make as worst case scenario on a bad month. Understand that now a bad year in my business is $1 million a year. And that's part-time, still being kind of, well, okay, my hours have increased quite a bit because you guys have definitely, you're here. You guys have definitely increased our demand that we have to grow our team. So now I'm working more like 20 to 30 hours a week. But still, even then, like, that's a bad year. I remember when a bad year for me would be less than $100,000 a year. And that was not that long ago. That was just after I launched Money Ripples. I remember my first year, I broke over $100,000. And so averaging $10,000, $11,000 a month was like my baseline. That was like my average. That wasn't even the baseline. That was just the average. Now my baseline is like, you got to be six figures a month. And it doesn't have to be. Like, I don't even need the money, right? But point is that I want to keep stretching and pushing those limits. The same goes for you. It's about what's going on in your mind. So let me give you a story here. This is, I think, a perfect example because this guy had every reason to be in scarcity. Now, this was about 10 years ago. I was coaching a chiropractor. He was out in Manhattan. Just the coolest guy ever. If I could clone clients, which I have a lot of amazing clients right now. Now, speaking of holding images in your mind, I hold the image of the perfect client in my mind right now, that they're coachable. They're humbly confident, as I like to say. They always want to improve. They always want to be better. And they want to be value creators. They want to be a rippler. Like, those are my ideal clients. And yeah, so they got cash and stuff that we could do with to give them good results. So it's not just philosophy, right? But I'll tell you, he was like just the coolest guy to work with, because you told him, hey, go do this. He would do it. Now, understand that this time he's living in Manhattan. And even 10 years ago, this is during the recession, even 10 years ago, bringing home $60,000 a year was just not a lot, not for someone with a young family. But that's what he was doing. And he had a nice team around him. But again, he wasn't bringing in a ton of money for himself. What impressed me was this, is that his abundance mindset far exceeded people that I was coaching with several hundred thousand dollars that they could invest with or do things with. People that we would get great results for. We'd free up cash flow and how they restructure, pay off debts. We would save them on taxes. Again, like, the average client there would save about $2,800 or so a month, about $34,000 a year. But this guy, oh man. See, it was cool because we would do live events here in Utah. He would fly out from Manhattan, but he wouldn't just fly him. He would fly out his whole team with him. He would take up the entire front row of our little auditorium that we had. Now, this is back in the days when I worked with Garrett Gunderson, back when pre-Wealth Factory, it was called Freedom Fast Track. And so I was the head coach there. I was coaching all these people in the finances. And man, like, this guy, he brought his whole team, flew them out, paved their way. Again, a guy that's only bringing in $60,000 for himself, he's using his company money, his profits, to be able to fly them out. Now, I had other clients, they're like, again, with hundreds of thousands of dollars, making better income than he was, making the complaint, I don't have the time or I don't have the money to get out there. Again, living a life of lack and limits, that's scarcity. Take that lid off. He did. And I mean, it's an example. It was actually a good example to me because I don't know if I had that much. I know I didn't have that much faith. I was only bringing in $60,000 a year. I probably wouldn't have flown out anybody, but he did it. Flash forward a couple of years later, even though he didn't have a lot of money to invest with or do anything with, and there's plenty of clients that did, a few years later, he's making over $300,000 a year. His $60,000 went to over $300,000, and he had way more money to start saving and investing than the other people did. My point is this, is that it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter how amazing you think you are. It doesn't matter how crappy you think you are or how far behind you think you are. The truth is that what happens up here in your head defines your reality and is the ultimate X factor in creating faster, impactful results. And it's not just with your money. Yes, that was with his money, but that was just the effect. The cause was that he had an abundant mindset, which spilled over to his team. His team loved him. They loved working for him. Even though he may not have paid them the highest wages, They wanted to be there. They were so bought in and sold. His family, he used it to build his family, his health, everything. It affected all aspects of his life. That is true wealth. That is the kind of life I want you guys to live. That's the kind of thing I want you to experience. I want you to improve in all areas of your life, not just the money. Granted, yes, we do a great job teaching you that and helping people get there. We help people get that game plan to be financially independent in the next 5 to 10 years. But again, if it doesn't change who your being is, it doesn't make you more abundant. The money doesn't do that. If you're in scarcity with a little bit of money, you'll be in scarcity with a lot of money. If you're abundance with a little bit of money, you'll have great abundance with a lot of money. Money is only a magnifier of your soul. Use the money as to amplify what you're doing, but do not let that be the reason or excuse that you live a life of lack and limits and fear and scarcity. And you instead choose to live that life, regardless of your circumstances, a life of abundance, faith, a life of no limits, a life that has ultimate possibilities and creation. Be a creator, not a consumer. Live that world of abundance, not in scarcity. Again, you're going to waffle back and forth like all of us do. Welcome to the human club. We're all imperfect. We all make mistakes. We all fall into scarcity. The question is do you set up camp there or do you live in that place of abundance? You leave as quickly as you can to get back to that world of abundance and your life will be there. I guarantee it. You could even not have my strategies. And I assure you, you still get some benefit just from being in that place. But you couple that mindset with strategies at the same time, you put them together and you become unstoppable. That is where wealth is created. And people will say, how did you do it? Just like they'd ask me, how did you do it? What did you do? And the truth is, there's not going to be a simple answer. You're going to say, honestly, it's all what goes on up here and a little bit with my pocketbook, but 90%+ is up here while the other 10% strategy. Guys, that's what I invite you to do. Work on your mindset. Work on that abundance mindset. Focus on that. Be aware of how you're thinking and interacting on a day-to-day basis. Find yourself. If you start saying, I can't afford it, change that. Start working for ways of creating solutions, not excuses. That is my challenge for you guys this week. Make it a wonderful and prosperous and abundant, faith-filled week. And we'll talk to you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.